Welcome to Champion Center Podcast. We believe that by continued listening, you can grow relationally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. Listen in now on this worship experience already in progress.
We're going to begin a new series this weekend, and I like to teach in series. I feel like that we learn better and we grow more if we don't just do a single sermon on something or on a topic, but that if we actually take the time to dig down over a few weeks, and then not just on the weekend, but if we agree together that, in fact, we have life groups, small groups, they're called Talk It Out, and I hope everyone does that in one way or another in your life groups, is that you will take the time to just talk it out. And I think you'll know more today as I begin this series, why it's important to actually have some conversation around topics and how we can grow by doing that. So we're going to begin today with a series that I'm calling Filters. Everybody say filters. And we're going to talk about how mental filters fool you, form you, and fail you. How mental filters fool you, form you, and then they fail you. Say with me if you would, my heart's open. My mind's ready. Make me better, God, by your word. I receive it. I believe it. I won't be the same again. That's pretty bold, isn't it? I know some of you, I lost you on the second or third line, but let's say it again. All who have the courage, I won't be the same again. In Jesus' name. Shout a big amen. This is what we call an air filter. An air filter. So the way this works is that to change the temperature in your home, your heating and air conditioning system sucks in air, and then it heats it or it cools it, and then the air is forced back out through the filter, which removes particles and other contaminants from the air. And the idea is that when the air gets pushed back in through your home, the idea is that it would clean up the environment, the air would be more pure. And so recently we had air conditioning problems, and we had a company come out and check our AC. And so the repairman, after he looked things over for a few minutes, he showed me the filter that we had not replaced, and I took a picture for you today. Yeah, you go home and look at yours. Before you judge my filter, look at your filter. It's pretty ugly, isn't it? But then this air conditioning repairman did what you would expect him to do, in that this is his livelihood. He has a passion for it. And I actually love the fact that he wasn't, you know, mediocre in his opinion about it all. But he proceeded to inform me and correct me. He dressed me down. That's what he did. And he said, "Sir, if you would change the filter, everything works better." like, "Sir, you see those two filters side by side? That one should have been changed a long time ago. And that fresh new one should have been put in. It doesn't cost a lot, sir. In fact, if you will do this on a regular basis, you cleanse the air, you cleanse the environment in your home, you can save yourself a lot of money. There's a lot of cost." in not changing the filter. Like, you might think, sir, like, you don't have time. Let me just tell you, like, it's going to cost you more time if you don't change the filter. It's going to cost you more money if you don't change the filter. If you don't change the filter, sir, you are going to create problems for yourself. And I stood there and I said, yes, sir, yes, yes, sir. Because he reminded me that the air quality is going to go down and the equipment's going to start malfunctioning and it's going to like build up and it's going to cost you more to live like you're living than it is to make a change. And it's the same way in all of our lives. Everyone has internal filters. Everyone has internal filters. And they are meant to protect you. The internal filter, you might say, well, why do I have a filter? Well, by the way, let me just tell you, if you don't know what a mental filter is, you never heard of it, that's okay. Most people haven't heard this kind of language maybe, but if you've been studying cognitive science or psychology, then you're familiar with it. But there isn't a physical filter, like you can have surgery and take it out. It's not like that. But the way your brain works is that there are filters that are given to us by God actually to protect us and to protect us from downloading the negativity and the disappointment and the bad experiences into our heart and into our soul and into our inner man. We've all been given this system that we have the way God designed us. And it's, again, it's all meant to protect us. But, hear me out, when the filter gets full of life's contaminants and junk and stuff starts sticking to the filter. In other words, when the filter is not changed or the filter is not cleansed, the filter will become the source of our problems rather than the protection that God intended it to be in our lives. Am I starting to make sense today? Romans 12 says that. It says for us to not be conformed to the world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. You could say what it's telling you is don't be conformed to the world, be transformed by changing your filters on a regular basis. The filters that are holding on to stuff. The filters that are holding on to bad experiences. The filters that are holding on to the disappointment. The filter that's causing you to say today, you don't know how it feels. I'm not forgiving him. I'm not forgiving her. I'm going to hold on to that. That filter is going to cost you more if you don't change it. I said it's going to cost you more. And it's going to create more pain. Holding on to the junk and the disappointment. Holding on to the rejection. Holding on to the abuse. All I'm saying today is that we often don't realize how much it's influencing our lives. And this little thing that we call filters that are meant for our good are actually the source of so many of our problems and our challenges that we have in living the life that God's called us to live. But the good news is you can change the filter. I said you can change the filter. Come on, I said you can change the filter. So let's look at it today. Let's dig it a little bit deeper. People respond differently to the same exact circumstances. Have you noticed that? Like your friend, your husband, your wife, people, same circumstance, same exact scenario, but people respond differently. It's not that the facts are different, it's that the filter is different. Let me show you one example Jesus gave in the Bible. Matthew chapter 7, He said, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice. So everyone who hears my teachings and puts it into practice in your life. It was like a wise man who built his house on the rock, and the rain came down, streams rose, winds blew, beat against that house, and yet it did not fall because its foundation is on the rock. So I want you to mainly notice not just all the content of the story, but I want you to notice that he's given an example here of everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice. So just remember that. We're going to keep reading. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice. Two different responses to the exact same content or the exact same teaching. The exact same thing being the words of Jesus. You got the one who hears the words and puts them into practice, and then the other one who hears the words and doesn't put it into practice. And he says, that man is a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain came, streams rose, winds blew, and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. So people respond differently to the same exact information, the same exact circumstances, and it's not that the facts are different, it's that the filter is different. See, your filter can make you feel fear in the same situation where someone else feels brave. Filters make us feel something. Your filter might cause you to feel inadequate in the exact same situation where someone else feels confident. Why does that happen? Why did a whole army of trained military personnel in Israel get scared when Goliath came out and challenged them to battle? And one young shepherd boy filters that completely different. Like, why does a whole army like freak out? Oh my God, run into the tents. He's huge. What's going to happen? Nobody can do this. And then a young man steps off of the battlefield and starts drawing from his experience when he faced a bear and when he faced a lion. And when he was challenged by that kind of scenario in his life, and he looks back and he draws on that experience. And today he steps out and he says, my God is a big God. And I know that giant is a big talking loudmouth giant. Well, how did that happen? It's the filter. It's the filter. See, and the guys that are scared, they had heard about, yeah, they got big giants. They're all giants. Like those giants, they're ferocious, man. They will devour you. They will take you. They've been sitting around in tents talking about it. They've been all, and David just kind of out on the hill praising the Lord and writing music. And then he comes along. He's coming from a totally different place. Are you with me? Your filter can make you feel offended when someone else feels thankful and appreciative. I often find myself in scenarios where I'm coaching someone, or I'm helping a young man or a young woman or who wants to go into ministry, or some of our staff or some of our team, or even individuals in our church who would come to me and ask for help. And I often find that there are people who, when I just say and tell them the truth, they're offended by it. Like they can't, it's like they get all like sheepish and weird on me, and you know, like, and then somebody else is like, thank you so much, taking notes, like, is there anything else like you can tell me? And they're not taking it as personal, they're not as fragile. Why is that happening? Filters, 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 filters. I hope I'm introducing you to something today, or maybe reminding you of something today. Filter, 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 filter. It's not the facts that are different. It's the filter that's different. Not the facts that are different. It's the filter that's different. It's not the facts that are different. It's the filter that's different. One of the things I've always learned to do as I've walked through life is I look around, and when I'm faced with adversity, and if I can find someone who is a champion in the area where I'm being challenged, and I look at them and I'm thinking, they found a way. They found a way to get through that. They found a way to overcome that. They found a way to get where they are today. And if they can do it, I can do it. I just got to get my filter. I got to get my filter right. Amen. What's that old, there's an old saying, you can't fly with the eagles if you're hanging out with the turkeys. Like some people have a turkey filter or a chicken filter, and you need an eagle filter. Like you need to see yourself like God sees you, but you got this filter thing going on. So this is what we're talking about, how your filters fool you, form you, fail you. Let's go to that. The first thing, how your filters fool you. How your filters fool you. Let me introduce you to one concept, whether you know it or not. Jesus said this about Satan. He said this about the devil. He said, when the devil lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar. Say that with me. He is a liar. Come on, say it again. He is a liar. One more time. He is a liar. And the father, all lies come from him. All lies originate in him. He passes himself off as light, as truth. But Jesus says, when he opens his mouth, he lies. Now, the reason I'm telling you that is because our filters are full of his lies. And when you think of a contaminated filter, like the one I showed you in the beginning of the message, when you think about that and all the contaminants and all the junk, just realize that that is how your enemy comes against you. See, hearing a lie is not damaging if you know it's a lie. But if you don't know it's a lie, look at somebody and tell them, Pastor's back. He's back. He's home. Like it or not, I'm here. See, if you don't know that the lie is a lie, you see it as a truth. And the damage that a lie does is when you believe it to be true. As long as you know it's not true, no damage done. But the day that you began to buy into something that is not really true, and you treat it as a truth, is the day that the enemy can begin in this covert operation of dictating to you your behavior and your response and your attitude. Let me just tell you something about lies that the enemy... Some people are waiting every day thinking that the devil's going to come along. He's going to tell me a new lie today and I'm not going to listen to it. Can I just tell you that the devil doesn't need to tell you any new lies as long as you believe the old ones? Hello. Hello. You know, the ones that are in your filter. Left over from the disappointment. Left over from the rejection. Left over from the words that a parent spoke over you. Those lies is what I'm talking about. The lies that remain from the injustice you experience. Hello? The lies that remain from the time where you experience criticism or a cynic in your life who spoke those cynical words and put you in your place, and now you're so inhibited and you're so nervous and you never want that to happen again. And it's like the lie just poking you in the chest and backing you up in the corner. Every time you're going to come out of your corner, it comes back at you. And it reminds you, those words are echoing in your mind. Lie, 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 lie. In the filter, in the filter, in the filter, in the filter. And the enemy doesn't have to make up any new lies as long as you are believing the ones he has already
put in your filter.
Lies that deceive you. When we talk about how filters fool you, let me just show you four words. This is just a sample because I want to equip you to know how to locate your filter. Look at the first word. I know you've already looked at all of them, but let's look at the first one. Father, Father. When you look at that word or you hear that word, some of you have a reaction to that word, and it's not positive. Because your experience with your father is not a good experience. And that word provokes in you anger or frustration or a lack of tolerance. For others, the word father brings great appreciation and great joy. It's the filter. Marriage, for some of you, you've had, or maybe even you are the child of divorced parents. Marriage is something you're continuing to postpone in your own life. It just doesn't have a good sound to it. Your filter about marriage is not good. Others, you have a great marriage. You're so thankful for your spouse. You're so thankful for your husband or your wife. Diet. Diet. Some of you are like a ninja fighter when that word comes. I hate that. The sound of that word. Isn't it funny how we even have to change words because we know there's a filter that we're trying to get around. So we call it eating plans or, you know. I'm on a health plan. Because that word, like the filter when it comes to that word. Well, let me just tell you, if like that's you, let me just tell you there are people that actually love that word because they credit their diet with giving them energy and strength and helping them to be fueled effectively and properly. And they've been on a diet for the last 5 years, a certain diet, and they love that diet they're on. And they'll tell everybody who will listen, like when I started eating this and I changed my diet, I became stronger, I'm healthier, I wake up better. Do you see what I'm saying? What is it? It's the filter. Somebody shout filter. Look at that next word, giving. Giving as a Christian, like we gotta start looking at these kind of words, and hopefully over the next few weeks, we'll just ask ourselves, what's happening in me when I see certain biblical principles, or I hear certain words that are in the Bible that Jesus said, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. There's a lot of people when they just hear somebody talk about giving, the defenses go up, the walls go up, there's barriers there. There's all kinds of accusations that fly out against, you know, the church when the church teaches on giving. Like, you just want money. Well, the real issue is that so many people have bad filter system when it comes to giving. And I've really asked God to help me not to accommodate bad filters. Bad filters mess people up. Okay? So you could go on from here. You know, we could put words like Seahawks. Filters. Puyallup Fair. I admit, I got a bad filter on that one. It's totally bad. Totally bad. I can't wait till it's all over and done, finished. Bad filter on the fair. Sorry, fair. Filters. Are you with me so far? Everybody good? Everybody good? Secondly, So first of all, they fool you. Secondly, they form you. So hear me out on this. Your filters, you take on your identity from your filters. They shape how you see yourself, how you see God, how you see others. They form you. What you call your opinion right now is created at least partially by your filter. Your filter has shaped who you are as a person and is continuing to shape who you are as a person. If you are backwards or introverted, there's a filter issue. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just helping you understand how filters work. Your personality, much of your personality comes from your filters. Your attitude is developed by your filters. When we say the word community, many people stay away from community, interaction, getting involved, participation. Why would people stay away from something that has so much potential and positivity to grow our lives, make us stronger, make us better? Why? Because of filters. Filters. So filters shape who you are. And you become known as the person that your filters cause you to be. So if your children say, you're a worrier. I remember my grandmother, she worried a lot. And she was a faith woman when it came to, you know, professing her faith in Christ. But she constantly worried. She worried about the house. She worried about what was going on in the world. She worried about her kids. She worried about her grandkids. She worried about everything. I used to tease her and tell her, Grandma, why pray when you can worry? Like, worry, yeah. You know, you become this person because of your filters. And thirdly, how your filters fail you. So you, again, your filters fool you, form you, fail you. Fool you, form you, fail you. Fool you, form you, fail you. What do you mean by that, Pastor Kevin? Well, at the end of the day, what you're being instructed and told through the filtering of information into your life is not always, let me just say this, much of it is fake news. And if you don't know that and recognize it, again, you take it all as a truth. Well, I never get close to people because you just end up always getting hurt. Well, now wait a minute. That's your filter. The greatest blessings in life come through relationship. We were in Hawaii when the news report came a few weeks ago that the hurricane was coming. And it was true. Hurricane Lane was the name of the hurricane coming toward the Hawaiian Islands. And we were on Oahu, and it showed that we were in the path of this coming hurricane. And the news report started breaking. And, you know, and they're telling people, go get 14 days worth of water and food. Hurricane Lane ain't no joke, people. Hear us. Like, it is on the way, on the way. And Sheila and I are there for like 7 or 8 days. Oh, wow, you know, here we go. Hurricane Lane. Hurricane Lane. And, you know, I don't know if it was actually my prayers, but I'm going to take credit that the hurricane turned. It turned. Hurricane, go away. Come another day. Come over here, Sheila, agree with me. Like, put your hand out there. Hurricane, go away. But here's what we experienced is that while all this drama and all of this, it's on the way, on the way, on the way, started building up and everybody's covering it. And it's like hyper, like there's no water left in any of the stores, and you know, the out at the swimming pools and the hotels, they're just taking all the furniture out, all the, you can't like even go to the pool, like stay away from the beach, and you know, the sun is shining, but the hurricane is coming. And then the hurricane turned and turned away. And the first time I heard that it's turning, I thought, praise God, turning away. Let's get on with vacation. Like, but then I noticed the media didn't want to let it go. They just didn't want to let it go. Like, they wanted to keep on milking it. And they wanted to keep on catastrophizing it. Yes, that is a word. And they wanted to make, because you know why? The ratings. They're getting the ratings.
and the ratings are built by sensationalizing the report. Now, if you don't know this yet, folks, you may not like our current president, but one thing he's doing that is true is that the media is fake, and the media has a whole lot of reporting that is driven by an agenda. They keep some stuff out, and they put other stuff in, and they create the picture they want you to believe. Are you with me? And by the way, I just decided late last night that I was going to, we have a friend who is the weatherman on Channel 5, Jordan Steele. He's a part of Champion Center. And he texted me during the hurricane and he said, "Hey, Pastor, you're going to be fine." Jordan is not the typical meat. In fact, Jordan has, and I want us to get behind him on this, because he and a few of the people at Channel 5, they have a new show. It's called A New Take on News. And Jordan is standing up to the negativity in the media. And he's saying, we got to stop it. We got to quit just bringing the negativity. So I'm giving him a little shout out there because he deserves it. But the point I want to make to you is you have a reporter in your mind that's taking every situation and every circumstance, and he has been doing this for a long, long time, and he is reporting. He's filtering it and reporting it to you through the filter. And the bad filters create fake news. And these are the most common reasons, hear me out, that people fail. If you are a Christian and you know that there is good and there is evil, and you know there is God and there is Satan, you need to believe that. You need to know that. But the one thing, if you haven't already, stop giving the devil credit for all the bad stuff. Stop it. Because the way a lot of people behave, the devil isn't even necessary. You sabotage your own life. You screw up your own future. You understand what I'm saying? And it happens because somewhere back there was a deposit of lies in your DNA and your family history or whatever. But my point is, he doesn't have to come to your house with his lies. Quit saying the devil did this, the devil did that. Get into the filter. Start examining and taking a look and asking yourself, What am I believing? When a word is spoken, how am I responding to that? Like what happens inside of me? How does my opinion just trigger so rapidly into a certain flow? And how's that working for me? Because filters will fool you. Are you hearing me? And filters will fail you. They will fail you. They fool you, form you, fail you. Lies, distortion, inaccurate assumptions will hold you back. Let me just get to the last thing. Start to recognize. You might say, what do I do? This is it. Start to recognize the mental filters that are in your life. Just start to recognize. And there's a number of ways that you know you can do that. You can hopefully just, if you're married, start having honest conversations with your husband or your wife. Bring the barriers down. This message I'm giving you was born in Sheila and I's life probably 10 or 15 years ago. And we started using the word filter. And I would say, your filter's different than my filter. I'm not saying my filter's all that great, but this is a filter issue. It's not me against you. There's a filter thing going on. And because it's helped us, I'm passing it on. I'm so excited about this series. I'm wanting you to understand filters in your life. So where does your mind go when certain words or topics are brought up? Could you get honest? Like when the Bible is brought up, is your filter go boring? Well, if it stays that way, you're never going to really learn the Bible. And isn't that what your enemy would want? If church, the word church comes up, like my wife always makes me go to church. I go to church for my wife and my kids. Shut up. Your filter is horrible. Your filter needs to be changed. You need church. You need the house of God. Get the words of the psalmist in your heart. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Do you understand? I have to change my filters. We have to keep on changing filter, because if we don't, our filters screw us up royally. And when you start to state your opinion, maybe even this week, we could do this as a church family. When you start to state your opinion, could you just hold back for a minute and ask yourself, where's that coming from? Is it in line with the teachings of Scripture? Is it a healthy perspective or opinion? Is it helping me or is it hurting me? Is it okay that I kind of give you homework and a little assignment for this week to go home with and then really get ready, and let's come back next weekend and continue to talk and shed some light on the filters that are in all of our minds, and learn how they can hurt us or how they can help us. I just think it would make the enemy really mad if a whole bunch of you would start getting a revelation about the filters and how they're working in you, and how to literally get rid of the bad ones, and how to bring in a fresh one, and how to literally do what that air conditioning man tried to get me to do. And remind yourself, this is going to cost me so much if I keep this, that I can't afford to keep this ugly old filter going. I'm done. I got to quit. But can I just tell you that a lot of people don't realize, even when it comes to promotion in your life, when it comes to opportunities in your life, when it comes to recognition in jobs and careers and going further, a lot of people literally are held back by their filter. And I don't mean just a negativity. I mean people, when I'm looking for people that I want to work with and have around me and bring close into my life right now, I want to talk, I want to interact, I want to engage. And what I want to sense that the filters are good. Not that they're perfect, but I want to sense that they've been changing filter. They had this hurt back there, they had this pain, they had this disappointment, but it's not a residue that's hanging around in their life right now. Are you following me? And I'm just telling you, God's got some great things in mind for all of us in our future. But let's get down and dirty and change the filters. Amen? Yeah. Amen. Come on, let's give the Lord a good hand today.
Thank you for listening today. We hope that you enjoyed today's teaching. If you'd like to help support this podcast, give today and help spread messages all over the world. Download our app and select Give, or go to cc.church/give. Thanks and have a great week.